This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
I think a lot of people might dispute this phrase notable, which kind of bums me out because I was like, he did something. That's impressive. So a notable American athlete died over the weekend. And so I was thinking about this, and I've already seen a bunch of people send in Kobe. And I was like, that makes a lot of sense. It's recent. It was shocking. Who's the athlete's death that most rocked you personally? 877-881-1053. Maybe it was because it was your favorite. It was unexpected. It happened in a horrific fashion. Like, whatever the reason, who's the athlete's death that affected you most? And the reason why I brought this up is Kurt Thomas. So he died at the age of 64.
The TCU basketball player.
No.
When you first sent that, by the way, because I wanted to make that clear, not our local product who lives here, who you see at Maverick games. Because when you sent that, Kevin, I was like, no, he didn't die. And then I saw that it wasn't our Kurt.
Yes.
When I say our Kurt Thomas, local product.
Kurt Thomas. This was the gymnast who made male gymnastics relevant for the country. He was the first ever American to win a world championship. And a lot of people thought he was going to win. He was going to be the first American to ever win a gold medal in gymnastics. But then the United States boycotted the 1980 Moscow Games. So he didn't get that opportunity. And he said after the fact, I knew in my heart, I was the best in the world at the time. So he died over the weekend. He had had a stroke, and he had been holding on for a while, and he was 64. So I don't know if that's the answer for a lot of people, because I know male gymnastics not really huge in this country. However, he was a pioneer there. So I was curious for you guys and for all of our listeners right now, who was the athlete for you? And from the 214, I want to read this one first, because I saw somebody send it in like when we first teased this segment. And I'm not a big NASCAR fan. However, if I was, I could see this being the most stunning is Dale Earnhardt Sr. Because not only did he die at a young age, he died competing at their biggest event. You know, like he died at the Daytona 500. It would be like if you found out that Tom Brady had a brain aneurysm and died during the Super Bowl. Like, that would be, feels like that would be the most stunning thing in forever for sports. And so for the people that are saying Dale Earnhardt, Dale Earnhardt Sr., I could absolutely see that. But Bassick, who was it for you?
Well, one that affected me the most personally was when Nick Adenhart died. He was a pitcher for the Los Angeles Angels. And people might not remember this, but it was 2009, and he had he's 22 years old and just pitched one of the first games of the season for the Angels and won. And on his way home, he's 22 years old. He was going to be one of their stud pitchers, and we had played on the U.S. Olympic trial team together. And he was driving home after the game, and a drunk driver ran through a red light and killed him. Dang. So he pitched one game, was 1-0. 22 years old, super stud. It would be like, for example, just to give you an example, if you're following the Texas Rangers, it'd be like if Hans Kraus came up next year and went and then pitched six great innings and struck out like six guys. And you're like, man, that was awesome. Our prospect's going to work out, it looks like. That's a great start. And then, you know, you get a text at 2 a.m. or 6 a.m. and you're like, oh, he's not alive anymore. He was driving home from the game and somebody, a drunk driver, hit him and killed him. So for me personally, that one hurt really bad when that one happened because he was one of my teammates. But I will say another one when you brought this question up that really affected me, and it wasn't death, but I remember after my junior high basketball practice going home and crying, was when I found out after basketball practice Magic Johnson had HIV. I thought that was, to me, in 1991.
That was a death sentence at the time.
I thought that was death. I thought within a year to 2 years he was going to die. And, you know, he was just one of those guys that I loved watching play basketball. I hate the Lakers, you know, but loved and respected watching Magic Johnson play. So that one was a really tough one for me. And, look, he's still alive doing great. But that one probably as a kid affected me the most, and it wasn't even death.
This is an interesting one, and this one makes a lot of sense to me because I remember at the time how stunning it was with Sean Taylor from the 469, and that is somebody who was obviously coming up in the world, and you got to see him plenty with the Redskins, and you'd see him, you know, a couple times a year, and he was obviously really, really young. I'm curious if anyone is going to send in Pat Tillman, you know, because
someone did, in fact.
Okay. Yeah. And that one makes a lot of sense to me just because so many of the circumstances around that were like obviously noteworthy, where he quit playing football post 9/11, joined the military, and then he died. And then you found out it was because of friendly fire. So there were so many things there.
Yeah.
From the 940, Muhammad Ali. Now, Muhammad Ali is a really interesting one to me because he was older compared to some of the examples that we gave, and he had been battling health problems for quite some time. So, like, let's say that part of the shock factor wasn't there. However, on the flip side of it is, you know, you're talking about, if you wanted to tell me that you think Muhammad Ali is the most influential athlete in the history of sports, I would listen to that argument. And I certainly think he's in the conversation of, like, probably what, top five most influential people in the history of sports. And so, like, I understand that. It just, he was older, but I'm sure for a lot of people when that happened, it was still crushingly sad. And in fact, it was weird timing. I was on vacation, but that happened during our show, during the night show, because Corey was still on at the time when that happened. From the 469, somebody mentioned the Macho Man, Randy Savage, but I wanted to throw out mine because mine was, and again, the circumstances played a heavy role in this, it's the wrestler, Chris Benoit, is because... Yeah. He was supposed to, like, I remember I was legitimately excited because he was going to go up against one of my favorite wrestlers at the time, CM Punk, at a pay-per-view. And I was like, man, those boys are going to tear the house down. And then Benoit wasn't there, and they just, like, gave a vague information about why he wasn't there, and there was a replacement. And I thought it was part of a wacky wrestling bit, you know, because weird things happen on the wrestling show. And then all of a sudden, news started to go out that he was dead. You're like, wait, hold on, what? And then that Monday night, they did the entire Chris Benoit tribute show because he was shockingly dead. And you're like, oh, my Lord. And then the next morning, it started to trickle out that he might have killed his wife and child. And you're like, what? And so that one really messed with me because he was young and the circumstances beyond it were shocking. And then you found out they were straight up horrifying. And so I think to this day, I might be more affected by that and everything behind it than anything else.
I think we weren't old enough for this, but if you talk to, like, my father, who was in Major League Baseball when Thurman Munson died.
With the Yankees?
Yeah. Right? Like, because, yeah, he was a good, solid player. And so you're just talking about taking somebody out kind of in their prime. Obviously, we weren't alive, but I'm assuming, like, when Roberto Clemente
died. Man, yeah. Because you're talking about another person who meant a lot. Not that Thurman Munson didn't mean as much to, but, like, Roberto Clemente almost felt like a spokesperson for, like, an entire group of people as well. So you feel like that one stings even
more. I was really sad for Walter Payton as a kid. He was my first ever favorite football player, but to the point that you made on Muhammad Ali, on that he was older. Walter Payton wasn't older, but you saw his body deteriorating when he would do a press conference, like, oh no, that's what Walter Payton looks like now, because the cancer was just ruining his body. So it wasn't like the shock that we have recently had with Kobe or the couple baseball players we just mentioned. It was a kind of a, he has cancer and it's taking away his life.
And I want to point out, I have seen a ton of Kobe, and I'm not discounting that at all. Like, Kobe is the runaway number one on here. The only reason, Reggie, and I want to get to your answer in just 1 second. The only reason I'm not, like, diving in as much on that is because, like, that happened while we were here, and we got to, like, dive into the shocking, like, that was shocking. My son texted me because I was watching something on Netflix when he was with his mom, and he goes, yo, this Kobe thing is crazy. And I was like, what do you mean? And I just, that's what I texted back. I said, what do you mean? And he goes, are you serious? I think he might be dead. I was like, what? And so, like, I don't even remember. We just stopped doing everything because that was so crazy. But, like, I feel like that seems more real to me just because, like, we went on the next day and talked about it. And then the next day, and we got all kinds of feedback. And so I don't mean to discount anybody who's texting in Kobe. Like, that's the runaway number one. It's just some of these are a little bit more, like, obscure along the way. But, Reggie, is it Kobe for
you? Yeah, I mean,
that makes sense.
As much as I've thought about it, like, that's the one that absolutely – because I remember I was at church and because it was a Sunday, and there was a little kid that came up and was like, Kobe's dead. And I'm like, what is this kid talking about? Like, I discounted it immediately until like Twitter started the rumblings and it reached me, and I was like, oh wow, no, this is real, to the point where actually, like, I'm not even sure if I grasped that it was real immediately. There's something in you that sits there and goes like, I need more confirmation.
You almost don't want to look.
No, I'm looking. I just don't believe it yet. Like, yeah. I need more sources. Yeah. I need more reputable sources. I need more of them. I need more details. I don't believe it yet. And I think experiencing that and maybe being like fully present in it as it happened is part of what makes it so strong, in addition to like what Kobe meant to the cultural zeitgeist and everything.
From the, what a great use of cultural zeitgeist right there. Well done.
And I just threw it in there late too. I tried to make it really nonchalant.
It works. From the 817, this is another one. Like, it happened when I was alive, but I was too young to realize the impact of Len Bias. And I know we talked about that a couple weeks ago. He was going to be the next number two pick in the draft, I do believe. He was going to be the next guy who ran the show for the Celtics and transitioned them into the 90s.
He was supposed to be the Magic Bird. It was supposed to be Jordan versus Bias. That was supposed to be the next decade of basketball. If you talk to people, I remember that as a kid because I remember asking my father, like, why don't they just redo the draft? I was confused on, like, because it just happened the day before. And then another one that was shocking to me at around the same time, a little bit after Len Bias, was when Hank Gathers died on the basketball court. He was supposed to be a top 10 pick, maybe a top 5 pick.
Yeah, for Loyola.
Loyola Marymount died on the basketball court. So, you know, that one was shocking. It was really weird around that time, the heart thing. Reggie Lewis, do you remember? He was good for the Celtics too. I mean, he was an all-star. So the Celtics, like, in a 7-year period, get the number 2 overall pick. He dies the next day of drug overdose. And then approximately 7 years later, Reggie Lewis is kind of taking over. Not that they're going to be a championship team, but he's an all-star player. And then he dies of a heart condition.
I've seen several for Junior Seau. And then the other one, too, Steve McNair. Man, and it's interesting because so many of these, I realize, are like, the information around it was pretty – the Steve McNair one was crazy because, again, he was like, relatively speaking, he was really young. And then when you hear about the stories about he just got straight up, like, murder-suicide kind of thing, almost like Benoit, you're like, oh, my Lord. Man, that one has to be really high up on my list. And then Junior Seau, it was so sad because, like, watching that 30 for 30, so many people in his life seem like they saw it coming. Like, I didn't know that because I didn't know Junior Seau, but so many people were like, oh, I wasn't surprised at all. You could see this coming from a mile away. And I don't know if, like, Steve McNair people, is there like a deep dive on Steve McNair? I feel like I have not seen that. I would absolutely watch a 30 for 30 about the ins and outs of what happened.
I don't think that there's
Steve
one
there
in video form. I imagine that someone has probably, like, done the writing or something. Yeah. So I'd have to check on that. And because this is, like, the question was more personal, it did not come up. But, like, in watching 30 for 30s, Drazen Petrovic, the former, I believe Slovak, if I'm remembering correctly, point guard, that, I mean, hearing about the story afterwards, well afterwards, just it's incredulous, man. It's crazy.
And then several people are mentioning Jose Fernandez as well. There's a bunch of great feedback here. Unfortunately, like, I'm still several minutes behind trying to catch up. I appreciate all the feedback that you guys have given us today.